Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Please help yourself to anything in my cornhole.
Eddie F. going to phone the program tomorrow as you the bonus weekend. Nick will be somewhere in Iowa Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, Erling, Iowa, Friday night at the Farmhand Brewing Company.
Just north of Panama. All
right. There's a Panama, Iowa?
Yes, there is.
Do you know that, Puss?
I did know that, yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm. It's got its own song.
I bet it does.
Great. All right. Let's see about this. All right. It is horror author Stephen King's birthday today.
Follow Stephen King on Twitter. You will like it unless you're an idiot. You'll hate it.
Yeah,
because he's great.
Does he still own a radio station in Bangor, Maine?
I didn't talk about that much anymore.
I doubt it. For some reason, I'm thinking he doesn't.
I think he sold it, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. It is also Emmy Award-winning comedian, writer, and actor Bill Murray's birthday.
Stephen King and Bill Murray. Neither one are short guys.
You may remember Bill Murray from Saturday Night Live, Space Jam, Zombieland, Lost in Translation, Groundhog Day, Ghostbusters, Charlie's Angels.
Never heard of him.
Garfield.
Yep.
That's the one.
Yeah, that guy.
Now I know who you're talking about.
I don't think either one is shot. Neither one. I think they're both 5'11".
He's going older.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Tough one.
Upper 60s, both of them, kind of feel like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I saw a whole story. I mean, I know more about Bill Murray and Stephen King, but I did see a whole big autobiography situation about Stephen King. I think he looks older than what he is because obviously he got jacked by a van on the side of the road years ago. But I want to say he's older than Bill Murray.
Yeah, see, I was leaning that way. I was leaning like he might be 70.
I just have a hunch that he's older than Bill Murray.
It seems like he's older.
Yeah. I think
he acts older.
I'm going to go Stephen King.
Yeah. I'm
Well,
Stephen.
Van hitting you into a King. Ditch years ago makes you feel older.
All right, I'll go Bill Murray. Just because. You know,
By the way, this is the first game in the new studio, too. It won't matter.
We need a Sharpie to start writing the scores on the wall.
Oh, they'll love that.
On the wall.
Yeah. I already knocked down stuff on the wall.
This is Oklahoma favored by 22. Yeah. Seems kind of fishy. Seems kind of obvious. So I'm going to go the other way.
I don't think it's obvious at all.
I'm basing this on nothing, but I think Stephen King's a little older.
I think he is.
I'm going Stephen King.
Three Stephen Kings and the Bill Murray. See if Todd's got a solo hit here.
And we're also going to play who's taller those two. All right. Do we want the answer to the first one?
Let's do the answer to the first one first.
Let's see. Bill Murray, 71.
We might be screwed here.
Stephen King is 74.
Loser.
The
3-year blowout.
Boogie loses.
Boogie goes down. Boogie down.
I got to be quiet. We all go 1-1 here. Yeah.
Who's taller, Stephen King or Bill Murray?
A little tougher for Todd now. He can't go 0-2.
Well, I'm going to go Bill Murray then.
Who's taller? Man.
I'm going Bill Murray.
I don't think Stephen King is that short. I don't think he's a short guy. I think they're both probably 6'1".
I'm going Stephen King.
Man, I want to. Oh, man. I got to stick with my hunch, though. I think Bill Murray might be taller.
See, I think Stephen King might have a little hunch. Makes him a little shorter.
Yeah, but they're not really. They're calling it, when his Wikipedia says, wherever you topped out, that's how you do. Yeah.
They measure you pre-hunch.
Yeah. Or before you start to settle. Mm-hmm. I will go, I'll go Bill Murray. 3 Bill Murrays, 1 Stephen King. Although I think Puss might be right, I still want to go with Bill Murray.
Do we have an answer?
3 Bill Murrays, Bill Murray. Puss stuck with Stephen King.
Bill Murray's 6'2".
Okay.
I don't think Stephen King's short.
Stephen King, not only is he not short, he's taller than Bill Murray at 6'4".
Boom! 2-0. That was my hunch, man. Now I'm pissed. Not as pissed as Boogie. Boogie's 0-2.
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 and
Todd was doing really well, but Boogie sucked.
Good game, Craig.
It certainly
good game
was
for the
game.
New studio. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to have to find a different place to put my notes because if I put. Oh, no, I guess you can't see him behind that monitor.
No, I
there.
Can't see him.
All right.
I don't cheat. Well, in
I
that.
I know you don't.
In that.
Right.
I'd feel bad.
Well, yeah, it's a game of integrity.
It is.
It's a game.
Of integrity.
If you can't trust a man during Who's Taller,
no.
When can you trust him?
No, you got to trust a man.
You know, that is a good test of a man.
Right.
Yep.
You shake his hand, firm handshake.
And then you play
Who's Taller.
Get the measure of the man.
Yeah.
Unless it's Adrian Peterson, and then he'll just crush your hand.
Yeah, he could.
Yeah. And then beat you with a switch.
We don't talk about that anymore.
And his kids.
Is he even in the league?
I think he's not playing this year. We would have heard about
no,
him.
I don't think he's got a team right now. Yeah. I was talking crap to a buddy of mine who's a Chiefs fan the other night. I just said, go Ravens. He's like, really? You're going to back a team that used to have a murderer? I said, hey, don't forget, you got a guy who broke his own kid's arm.
Right.
That's worse.
Right.
People don't forget about that.
No.
You Chiefs fans. Tyreek Hill broke his own kid's arm.
Right.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
That's why we don't have any Tyreek Hill jerseys in our house.
Yeah. I will maintain that's worse than
murdering two other
whatever
guys.
Whatever Ray Lewis was involved in.
Well, they're both pretty bad.
Yeah.
But don't break your kid's arm.
You're involving
a kid.
Don't
murder people.
Or murder. Yeah. Don't get on your high horse Chief fan.
Yeah, good point. He's on the team currently.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I know breaking your kid's arm is horrible, but killing two people is probably got to be more. I have to rate them.
Mm-hmm. Let's play what's horrible horror. Yeah. There's actually no answer to those.
What's horribler?
Yeah, what's horribler?
I think if there's a funeral after one of them, that might be worse.
Yeah, but
that also affects the kid for the rest of his life.
You still can't throw a stone, so, you know.
Yeah. No. Yeah. The kid. I mean, the kid did absolutely nothing.
No.
Apparently, more than one person was amused by it. We didn't know we were on the air when we got on the air.
Well, we didn't know when we were on the air.
We didn't think this board was operating.
Yeah. Our engineer didn't know either.
Voice of the intro music and us humming along to it.
Right.
So I guess we're going to do that again tomorrow. That's going to become
a regular
feature.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah.
All I kept saying was, Todd, don't swear.
Caught up on the home line.
Well, it's a good thing you were telling him that.
Oh, yeah, because I was about to swear, too.
No, I wasn't going to in the event that we were actually on air.
Right.
I had my filter on.
Boogie knows.
Did you take that panel down behind you?
It fell down. I don't have enough room in here, and the chair only goes back about a half an inch, so it hit this. The panel fell down, so it might have to stay down.
We're a little more cramped than
that, or we'll move
it up.
We
have been in the past. Mm-hmm. But it's cozy.
It just needs to be
secured
a little bit.
I like the board. I like this whole situation. But that's too close to me.
Guys, I keep missing the boogie bit. This is Sonny. Or an explanation of it.
I don't even. Oh.
There's really.
I think you said you wanted to be called Boogie.
Right.
At one point.
Todd's requested nickname.
You never had a nickname in your whole life, so except for douchebag or something like that.
I said that would be a cool nickname based on Boogie Cousins of the NBA. I just think that's a great
nickname. And we started calling you Boogie about a month ago.
Yeah. Now I don't like it.
No.
Which means we'll never let it go.
Yeah. Well, Boogie. Boogie's got his panties in a wad on that one.
I don't like it because I didn't designate. I designated myself. And you don't do that.
Yeah.
You don't give yourself nicknames. And that's what disappointed me about Lenny Dykstra and that Met special.
Nails, yeah.
Apparently he gave himself the nickname Nails.
Right.
And you don't do that.
They call me Hollywood. No,
somebody
they don't.
Else
they call you a douchebag.
Hangs a nickname on you and it either sticks or it doesn't.
Well, Boogie's sticking.
Well, I think this sticks because it fits.
It does. Because you just Boogie. You're all just. Yeah.
And you're well known for the crane dance.
That's boogieing.
You just kind of exude this booginess.
Yeah. Which is actually not true at all. That's even funnier. Because he's not boogie. I mean, it's like the right. Not a nickname for Todd.
I'm the anti-boogie.
He's the anti-boogie. Right, right.
He's a funky white boy.
Yeah. Well, he's a white boy.
Yeah.
That, yeah. Quite.
Boogie Brand.
Yeah. Crew of high school football referees.
Oh, I met Todd's. Oh, groomer. I forget the adjective in front of groomer.
Taint?
Not ball, an adjective.
Ball groomer?
No, it's the.
No, it's about
wiener. Wiener groomer.
Yeah, you know, when I misunderstood the grooming.
Yeah, the kids, right.
The teacher,
right. You thought that she was like picking nits off his hair or something like that, right?
Todd's underage grooming or something like that.
Something like that.
That's his name?
Yeah.
Yeah, Deadpool. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Met him at the gym yesterday.
I'm sure he's a nice gentleman.
Did he brush your hair or just try to talk you into sex?
Is he grooming you?
No.
Try to talk you into sex.
See, this is why I shouldn't bring up my new people.
Well, you got to know the name. Remember the name.
Because Puss casts dispersions on them right away.
Remember the name of the guy.
Dispersions.
His name's it can't be under. Todd's underage Todd's grooming is not his nickname.
Like,
well, look it up. Look it up.
It's close to unprofessional.
It's something. Yeah, it's something like that.
Look it up, the Deadpool name. Right.
It starts with Todd's and ends in grooming. And I forget the word.
Just go to
between.
Todd's. It's a riddle. There's a bunch of Todd's in there.
But credit to me, I remembered his real name when we met last week. He came up and introduced himself.
Oh, that's good.
And he was a little nervous, he said. And yesterday, he told me, yeah, I'm the groomer.
All right.
Or whatever his Deadpool name is. He gave me his complete Deadpool name.
Was it something about pubes and whatnot?
No.
He no wished. Pube grooming?
It was the grooming.
We'll get used to it because next year's nicknames are going to come. There's going to be a lot of boogies.
A lot of boogies.
A lot of boogies in next year's Deadpool, man. There's going to be a lot of boogies.
Oh, there was one lobbed at me earlier this morning. The guy's going with Boogie and the Sasquatch.
Nice.
That's his new Deadpool name.
Oh, well, no wonder.
What?
I didn't spell it right.
Todd or groomer?
Craig. You know,
that'll get
name.
You every once in a while.
My own name.
You don't type that very often.
What'd you have, Craig's Deadpool?
No, there was an O in there.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
No, Craig? Not at all.
Or Krog.
A crew of high school football referees say that after officiating a game between two Columbus, Ohio area schools, they were barricaded in the school locker room with the vending machine on the outside, on the other side of the door.
Oh,
the vending machine was pushed in front of the door.
They're just trying to ref a game.
And wouldn't let the referees out.
So last weekend.
This is another internet challenge. Lock out the referee challenge.
Well, the referees filed charges.
Yeah, that's false imprisonment.
It is, isn't
and
it?
It's also, if you're going to fire something dangerous, you can't do that. And, you know, if they made a bad call, and, you know, all refs make a bad call once in a while. Who cares?
Both of the schools said, boy, the other guy shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
And then after giving the school a week to determine who was responsible, the referee, Keith Dalton, says that he and his crew have filed charges with the local police to get to the bottom of what happened that night.
So I'm watching my son's game last weekend, and there's a play. The team, my son's on the defense, and they run a play. They run a fourth down. It was like fourth and a yard for a first down, a crucial part of the game. It was a close game. They lost in overtime. But the kid looks like they stuff him, but yeah, I'm far away, so I don't know. And it looked like the spot might have been bad. But it's probably a fine spot. Who knows? But what happened was, all of a sudden, they see the spot, and then I see our team kind of being disappointed because they gave them the first down, and then I see the ref throw a flag in the air. And I see him point, and it looks like it's at Ryder. And I'm thinking, holy hell, Ryder said, F that. Mm-hmm. And that's what he, you know, because he's an emotional guy. I'm thinking, oh, my God, that 15-yarder is on him.
Yeah.
And I am convinced that he said, what the F, or something like that.
Right.
But the ref threw the flag right away, and they don't like high school kids dropping the F-bomb. I asked Ryder, I said, they backtalk, and they'll give each other crap. But this ref just threw the flag right away, 15 yards against our team. And I'm thinking, oh. So I'm watching him run off the field. I'm thinking, well, if he yelled, they're going to pull him aside and give him crap. They didn't pull him aside. And so we got home that night. He said, who was it? I'm not going to say the kid's name. And he goes, oh, it wasn't me. I said, he pointed towards you. He goes, yeah, it was the guy beside me. And the guy beside him says, what the F, ref, yeah. Or something like that. 15 yards. And I don't think you call that. I don't think you call that. You know?
All right, I got the answer for you.
What?
Todd's offensive groomer.
That's it.
Because
that was the disclaimer.
Right.
It would be there were scenes of offensive grooming.
Oh, that's right. He thought that it was like just combing his hair too rough or something like that.
Right. Yeah.
Or picking nits.
With these refs trapped in this closet, it would suck because you're trapped. And if you knew the vending machine was on the other side, if you wanted a snack or something, it's so close. But you can't reach it.
Oh, yeah. You can smell the Funyuns.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't get to them.
These guys are just doing their job. Refereeing any sport's tough.
My son had a game Saturday night, and I guess it was a late game.
You could be like the SEC refs at the Penn State game that made them punt on a third down.
Really?
They missed the down. They missed the down.
It's horrible.
It wasn't just me. Nationally, people said it was like one of the worst games they've ever seen.
They called an intentional grounding on a guy who obviously broke off a route because the quarterback was not even under duress and just threw the ball down the field because the guy cut off his route and didn't go on a fly route.
Yeah.
And the ball went way downfield, and they called intentional grounding. It was horrible.
Yeah, I was at a sports bar in Lawrence watching it, and I was pretty tuned up. But I'm watching the game. The sound wasn't up on the big screen. Believe it or not, they had a karaoke going on.
During football?
Well, at the same time?
There wasn't anybody on that area was into, and they had karaoke booked.
Yeah.
Oh, it was brutal. The karaoke was always brutal. I didn't sing. Karaoke. Broken Wings, I sang Broken Wings.
You might want to find a different bar next time.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, Todd texted me, and I said, he said, I don't want to usually pick on the refs, but that was like the one of the worst refs. And I read that story, too. There was some of the worst reffing ever, they said.
Well, if you can't keep track of the downs.
The downs.
God.
And make them punt in a close game. Make them punt on a. And I saw Franklin going, no, it's only third down. And I even my drunken
That's
state.
That's an instance where they should review it.
Even my drunken state,
if
I'm thinking.
If you can't keep track of the downs, then I guess we got to go to the tape.
Right.
And you're fired.
I know.
If you can't count to four.
Are you kidding me?
Well, can't you look at the scoreboard or the dude that's got the thing on the sideline?
The dude that had the thing on the sideline was wrong.
Right.
Because the refs had told him wrong.
Right.
Yeah, so the rest of my son's game, I guess, it was later. It got pushed back.
Now, that's
Little
League ball.
Later.
You got to give these guys a break.
This is probably
the downs keep track.
It's probably the worst thing I've ever heard of a ref doing. Because I was at a show, but I guess the refs, before the game, said they were going to get water and left. They just took off.
And there was no refs?
Right. Just they pulled a couple dudes down from the stands. Like, hey, can you ref this?
That,
I was surprised they even played the game.
That's horrible. You don't let those guys ref again. You can't do that. These kids practice all week. And
that's a dick move.
That's a dick move, right.
Yeah. They just took off. Yeah. Like, we're going to get water.
I remember years ago there was a when the Huskers were good, so it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just making that joke. It was years ago. These refs left a game at halftime. They were refing a JV game somewhere, left at a halftime.
Oh, to go watch the game.
To go watch the game.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what did they do for the second half?
I don't remember. I wasn't there, but I remember the story we got calls about at the time. But that's when they were good. Nobody leaves to go. And by the way, here's another novel concept, Husker fan. Ohio State had a little less fans in the crowd because they lost a game this year. And they showed – and Ohio State said, yeah, we had less fans and we had some empty seats. And life continues.
Yeah.
That's because Ohio State doesn't have the best fans in the world.
Life continues. Yeah, they got great fans.
Right. Best fans in the world.
Life
show up
continued.
No matter
what. Yeah. All right, whatever.
Yeah. I saw a guy compliment me on Twitter yesterday because I was wearing my Viking t-shirt and my Sun Devil hat.
Oh, yeah?
And I was like, no, I'm not the consummate fan. I just dressed in the dark. I grabbed the t-shirt on the Chase Lounge. I grabbed the nearest hat.
Yeah. Dressing in the dark.
Yeah. And it happened to be my team's gear.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
B.B. King, the king of the blues, reportedly fathered 15 children.
How many women?
Many of whom reportedly squabbled over his multi-million dollar estate after his death in 2015. A forthcoming biography.
Oh, B.B. had one in every town.
Well, you think it was 15 women, or do you think it was 12 women, 15 kids?
I'm going to go.
I bet you had two with a couple of them.
I'm going to go 10. Over under 10.
Yeah, I think 10 women, 15 kids. You have the name? Do you know exactly?
I do.
Oh, cool. Oh. We're playing over under. How many kids are yours? Okay. I mean, how many baby mamas? Oh, let's play over under.
I'm going 12.
Are we guessing the number of kids and the number of moms?
No, it's 15 kids.
It's 15 kids.
Okay, 15 kids.
That number's a given.
I'm going 12 moms.
10.
Todd said 10 also. I'll be like Price is Right guy. I'll say 11 moms, 15 kids. I bet you it's probably four or five moms. No, he was a Rolling Stone, man. Wherever he laid his hat was his home.
I wonder if he got out of the chair.
Yeah. Maybe she just sat on him.
Yep.
Yeah, but he had a gut hanging over his wiener.
Well,
you know.
Maybe it reclined a little bit. Yeah.
Sorry. But, nice visual, huh?
Yeah. I'll lean you back. Yeah.
Good point. Okay, I have 11. You have what?
12.
Did Todd? We meet B.B. King? At an event in Pennsylvania? It must have been somewhere else. I met the guy twice.
I don't think I met him.
He was super nice one time.
Did he bang in a chair?
And he was really a dick the next time.
Well, we've gotten that same
thing
about
everybody.
That's everybody.
So, I thought I got a pretty good representation. Nice guy, but can be a dick.
How many, Craig?
A forthcoming biography claims that they could not have been his biological children because he was sterile due to illness and an accident.
Oh.
The proper answer is zero.
He really? Had no kids ever.
Correct.
Really?
Ever.
Well, I guess we win. 10. We were closest.
10 was the closest.
But we went over.
Yeah, a little bit.
What was the accident that made him sterile?
This is horrible.
Oh.
It's the author, Daniel DeVries, a Pulitzer Prize winner, told The Observer that the people in his inner circle told him over and over again they didn't think he had any biological kids. He was told this by his loved ones and even his doctor. Told him that his ability to have kids was affected by a childhood bout of the mumps, causing an attendant swelling of his testicles, which were also gored by a ram on a farm. Further damage was caused by a sexually transmitted disease contracted in his late teens.
That's why you stick to goats.
That's why he just
ram.
Got fat, let his penis rot, sounds like to me.
The author said that B.B. wanted a family, having lost his infant brother and mother at a young age.
Oh, that's too bad.
His prolific paternity became a part of the virile blues man legend, something to brag about in interviews, even if it probably wasn't true. He said B.B. would weave this fiction of fatherhood, acknowledging his low sperm count, even though he claimed to have sired several children. He probably never stood a chance to father any kids. That was a closely guarded secret to the end.
Yeah, there was probably a contest among old blues guys. See how many women they could knock up.
So apparently at age 12, B.B. King was playing with a ram. Puss?
Yeah.
That's why you stick the goats. That'll ram your nuts.
Mm-hmm. When B.B. bent over, the ram charged. A horn smashed into B.B. King's testicles. No doctor could be found, and the mangled organs were left to mend on their own.
Oh!
No wonder he had the blues.
My penis is ripped. How many kids you have, Ray?
11.
Yeah. Oh, that's not true.
That's not true at
that
all.
That is a lifetime of the blues right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mangled nut blues.
Is.
Well, this guy, he's been dead for how long? And now all this stuff's coming out. Like, just he let him rest in peace. Like, man, that guy's balls were a wreck.
He left strict instructions.
That stuck to the tape.
I want that one.
That stuck to the tape.
I want that one.
I might have talked to him.
Seriously, Ray, how many kids you have?
I hope you did.
Yeah. 60.
Okay.
That's closer.
That's a nice companion piece to Cool Balls, dude.
BB left it strict instructions that there was to be no DNA testing upon his death. The family is not in support of this unauthorized biography. And apparently there's a story about all the kids fighting with one another, and he brought them all together and said, y'all shut the hell up or we're going to start having DNA tests, and everybody shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
In their best interest.
Yeah. Got it.
All right. Man, you're right. They were a wreck, Nick. I'm thinking that too. Just a wreck, man. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.